The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Why don't you pull up a chair and settle up?
Because a wizard fixing to learn you a thing or two, if you can stand it.
And it wouldn't hurt you none either. Fact is, some folks say Eric wouldn't know whether to scratch his watch or wind his buttocks.
Won't say who, but they said it anyhow. You darn tootin' they did.
Yo, come back now, you hear?
Here's America's sweetheart himself, Eric Metaxas.
Wow. If that is not Walter Brennan, my name is not Todd Wilkerson. Folks, as you know, we got a busy news day, and I thought, who could better give us, I mean, right out of the gate, like Justify, you got to take the lead. And I said, who can I go with who's going to give me incisive views on Helsinki, on everything? I could not think of anybody who knows more about that stuff than my friend Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo, welcome to the show.
Walter Brennan?
Yeah.
Dad, British, Walter Brennan. How only you would have Walter Brennan introduced. Is that really an actual Walter Brennan introduction?
No.
Very well done, whoever did that.
That's Todd Wilkerson.
Ah.
He's a comic actor.
Yeah, he's great. That's great.
Yeah.
No more character actors like that. You ever notice that?
Well, that's the whole point. It's so great. Joe, we got to bring it back.
I know.
How can we bring it back?
I don't know.
You do a lot of people. Who do you do that's
you
related?
You know who I miss? Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson, scary man, scary voice. Love that voice, Rex Tillerson, as Secretary of State.
Now,
but you can't top Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State. Let me just say that. But as a character, Tillerson was very, very interesting.
It's funny because I pride myself on being interested in impressions and on being like a news junkie. I do not know what Rex Tillerson sounded like. I'm going to take your word for it.
That was a great one, man.
Okay, we've got a swing from Walter Brennan.
Yeah, burn it.
To
Rex Tillerson.
To
oil. I want oil for everybody.
Wow. That is great. I just want to talk to you about current events, but you got to understand, because you're Joe Piscopo, I couldn't care less if we spoke about Helsinki or whatever. I don't care. A dead air with you is more fun than talking to Newt Gingrich.
Speaking of the impressions, that I think that the president should take on some of the persona of Robert De Niro, his nemesis. Because he could learn so much if the president would absorb some of De Niro's characters. So he should have said to Putin when the AP reporter stood up and started asking him about meddling, Russian meddling, and he should have turned to Vladimir and go, as De Niro, and just go, hey, Vladimir, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. Okay, Donald, you ask me a question. Go ahead. You ask me the question. All right. Did you or did you not meddle in our election? Isn't that great?
That sounds like De Niro doing Pesci. You got me all confused.
No.
You mushed them together into one. Like the De Niro.
That was a dead on De Niro pressure.
Oh, I know, of course.
How dare you, really?
Really? Joe Piscopo for crying out loud.
Did you or did you not? And so Vladimir goes, hey, you know, that's a silly question. You're a sick person. I'm not going to answer that. They should have got the dialogue from Raging Bull. That's what could have happened yesterday. What much ado about nothing with Helsinki?
I just want to tell you something. You just blew like the Thunderbirds over the heads of my audience and your host, Eric Metaxas, because I didn't understand. You were doing 1980 De Niro Raging Bull, okay? So slow it down. And he goes to his brother, Joe Pesci, and he asks him something.
Yeah, very inappropriate. We probably best not to get into it.
It's unpleasant stuff. But it was a very simple
question.
What
happened when you were Sally at the Copa that night? What happened when you were Sally? Great escape. Ah. You just got to absorb that. It would be great if the president absorbed that. But seriously? First, can I give you the Helsinki take, what we did on the radio show this morning, AM 970?
Yeah. Now, by the way, after you go away, because I know you're a busy man, I said, who can fill in for Joe Piscopo? We're going to have Newt Gingrich coming in here.
Oh,
Yeah.
You know, I so admire him, and he comes on my show.
In 5 minutes, he's coming. He never comes on my show.
No, to give him my personal best, and his wife, now the ambassador to the Vatican,
writes some great
books.
Wait, he's had three. Which one are you talking about?
Huh?
He's had three. Which one are you talking about?
No, Clarissa. She's great.
He had Ava Gardner. He had Mia Farrow. No. He had so many wives. Which one are you talking about?
His current wife, Clarissa, who writes all the children's books.
Louise Lasser. Wait a minute. I'm getting
I come in here.
I'm getting out. Eric. I'm getting Woody
Eric,
Allen.
Let me give you some advice. Don't try to be funny.
Gosh, this is the
don't
guy.
Don't try to be funny.
This guy.
Just don't try to be funny. If somebody says something, it's good you just react. Just react.
Alvin, you understand? I'm getting schooled by Joe Piscopo.
This is very embarrassing. No, I'm not getting schooled. I just thought it was disrespectful to your next guest to be able to do it. Let's start all over again because it's too disrespectful.
You think Newt is going to listen to this program?
Yes.
Do you think I'm unlike you?
My credo on my radio show is be nice and be amicable and be pleasant and don't be a wise guy. Don't try to be funny. Just let it happen organically and everybody be nice. It's like with Helsinki. I'm so sick of the negativity. They went after the president. It was a concerted takedown by Rosensteinstein. It was a takedown when they started naming these Russian folks that went in and they meddled. That was a takedown, and the president just tried to say, look, our deep state, our intel in the United States of America is in a bad way. Now, he meant to explain it. Oh, my gosh, it's the end of the world, Eric.
Did you see the New York Times today?
Yeah, that was
the New York Times, the cover of the Times. It was kind of like, Apollo 13 cover, like very, very dramatic. They have a quote at the top from the president. I've never seen that in my history of looking at the New York Times.
They have a quote above
the headline, and then they have the headline that Trump basically disses the intelligence over in the presence of a foreign leader. And I thought to myself, you got to understand, Joe, it's not that there's nothing here, but it's so close to nothing that it's a little scary that they seem to be implying there's real collusion. Even in a headline, what I'm saying is, like, we know that they think there's collusion, but even in a headline.
Now, I don't want to get conspiratorial, my friend, and we want to keep it light, but you have to address the issue. No, you have to listen. It's a concerted effort. They want to take this president down, whether you like him or not. They want to take him down, because I'm very objective on this. I don't idolize anybody. I said, since my dad died, rest his soul, Joe DiMaggio, Frank Sinatra, I'm not impressed by anybody. That's it. That is it. Boom. I don't, but objectively speaking, whoever the president of the United States is, you should respect that office. There's a concerted effort by the Democrats, sometimes by the way far right, and by the deep state to take this president down. And boy, they looked for this. And they'll try to get him on treason on this. On this, what happened yesterday, I'm telling you, they're going to try to get him on this.
Now,
wait
a second. When you say they'll try to get him on treason, now we're getting very serious.
Well, because once the midterms go in, if the Democrats get in, there's going to be impeachment.
Well, no, that's different. If the Democrats get in, then they will try to go after him.
Yeah.
Why this election is, unfortunately, very important.
Do you think what happened yesterday affects the midterms, Eric Metaxas?
You know, I have to say that
he's checking his clock. He's got his iPhone clock because I don't want to bump against Newt Gingrich, who I have immense respect for.
Listen, if you had the time, you would bump Newt Gingrich,
Joe?
I guess what happened yesterday, when you take it in context, I consider it a stumble, and it's only a stumble because there's so much focus on it. In other words, normally I would just be like,
Before we went on the air, it's tough. It's tough to be a broadcaster. When that happened, as soon as that happened, I knew that it would be a tough day broadcasting because you want to respect the presidency. You know what the regular folks think, regular people think? What did he say? What's the big deal? Everybody on the street is saying, what's the big deal? What did he say?
That's right.
He just said, look, we got a little bit of a problem. He said, let's look at Hillary's emails. Let's look at Vladimir Putin said there's $400 million illegal dollars that went to Hillary. $400 million, not to mention $500,000 for a speaking engagement. I mean, can we address these issues before we go after the president's quote-unquote stumble? And I'm telling you, I saw it happen, but it was just like, okay, there's the president saying something next. Let's move on, no?
That's my take. But when you have that take in this hostile environment, people think you're colluding with the president and the Russians. So I just find it kind of,
funny.
You know.
It is funny.
Joe, I know you've just given us a few minutes here. I want to say thank you. And nobody would take comedy advice from anybody, but I would take it from you.
I want you to hit me in the face. I want you to hit me in the face. Sorry as you can.
Go ahead.
I want you to lay me out.
I'm not going to hit you in the face.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Huh?
I want you to lay me out.
I'm not going
to
do it.
I want you to lay me out.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Go take that.
No, you're crazy. I'm not going to do it. All right, let's go to a break. Thank you, Joe Piscopo.
How are you talking to Texas?
Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be?
Albin, what's different about me?
Well, you
see
great.
The glow in my face?
Yeah.
Do I just have a kind of a posture
you
you've never
sure
seen before?
Do. Yes.
Yeah, well, let me tip you off. You see what I'm sitting in?
What?
It's called a chair. No, it's not just a chair. It's X chair.
Wow.
Yes, I got an X chair of my very own. An X chair of my very own. As you can see, I'm moving. It's beautiful, sleek, modern design. It will improve the look of any room or office. It makes this dumpy studio look okay. It's an ultra-personalized fit. There's hundreds of ways you can customize it for your body type and comfort level. Experience the X chair for yourself by going to xchaireric.com or calling 1-844-4-X-CHAIR. X-Chair comes with a 30-day no-questions-asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. The X-Chair is on sale now for $100 off, so call or go to xchaireric.com now to save $100. And use code ERICFOOTREST, and they'll even throw in a free footrest. Go to xchaireric.com and use the code ERICFOOTREST.
Hey, it's me. Are you still having trouble sleeping?
I haven't seen you at church in a while.
Are you okay?
Where have you been? I've been missing you.
I'm with Faithful Counseling, and I'm here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can speak when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to help you by giving you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. I encourage you to try Faithful Counseling. We're here when you need us most. Let's talk right now. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's easy and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Out of town on a boat on the southern islands, sailing to reach before a following sea.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric with Taxes show, and we're going to have some fun because we're going to pivot now from SNL legend Joe Piscopo to a different kind of legend. I have on the line calling from Rome, of course, Rome, Italy, Speaker Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be with you, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
Well, welcome back. We've talked to you before, but you have a new book out. I want to talk to you about the new book. It's called Trump's America, The Truth About Our Nation's Great Comeback. And obviously, given yesterday's news with Helsinki, you had some strong words in today's New York Post. Just wanted to ask you, what do you think? Because so many people that love the president get confused when something like this happens. What exactly should I be thinking? I'd like to ask you to help us with that.
Well, look, I think, frankly, that he made a mistake. I think he's a guy who likes people to be happy. He's a guy who, I think, sometimes when he's freewheeling like that, he says a little more than he should. The fact is that, Putin is a KGB agent, trained by the KGB, was an officer in Germany in the KGB, has ordered people killed as recently as this year in Great Britain, has done a whole series of bad things. But I'm actually writing my newsletter for Gingrich Productions, where I do two newsletters a week that are free. And my next one's going to be on the Putin effect. I mean, George W. Bush said, I looked him in the eye and I saw his soul, which is impossible. He was a KGB agent. They're not allowed to have souls. You had Hillary Clinton had a reset button, which was a fiasco. Then you have all these things going on with Obama thinking he was not being heard. Well, he's picked up by a radio mic that once they get through the election, he'll be able to do some deals. I mean, all of that stuff going on around Putin, and somehow he just has this effect on people that they want to somehow please him, which is crazy. I mean, this guy is a genuinely bad person. That doesn't mean we need to be at war with Russia. Doesn't mean we need to be hostile. But he does seem to have some effect on virtually every major leader. And I think probably the president today realizes that he went a little bit overboard and it wasn't actually to his advantage.
I guess let me ask you, because I think as I've been trying to process this along with everybody else, when this president was with Kim Jong-un, we know, and this president knows, that Kim Jong-un is a very bad man. He has people killed and tortured regularly. Most of his entire nation are brainwashed, living in fear or deluded. But publicly, when you're playing the role of ambassador, you don't say the kinds of things that you know are true. Isn't that part of what Trump was doing yesterday? At least that's how I saw it, or thought it might be what he was doing.
Oh, I think that clearly was part of it. Remember, he had a long meeting with Putin. I think it went twice as long as they expected. I think that he found that he liked him. He enjoyed it. And so he was in the spirit of the conversation. But, the President of the United States can't afford to be in the spirit of the conversation because the whole world is watching.
Right.
And then that's where he got caught up. I mean, at that point, he had a different set of problems because the whole world is watching and should be watching. We're the most powerful nation in the world. So I think my guess is he will start digging his way back out of it. I think it'd be pretty hard for him not to realize that he went too far and he said some things he shouldn't have said. In particular, I never want to see an American president on the world stage take the word of a dictator over the thousands of very hardworking people who are in our intelligence community who risk their lives, work extraordinarily long hours, go to some really difficult places, and do it because they really love America and they really want to defend America. I think that was the most unfortunate part of the whole day.
I would have to say that's exactly right, and I'm not surprised to hear you say that. But the other part of it, again, trying to figure out how the way this president communicates is so different than any other president we've ever had. He says things. He's always putting English on the ball. You can't parse him the way you would parse Eisenhower or really any president. So he says things sort of for effect. when he said that, you know, Putin denied it, and he sort of seems like he's going along with that. Do you think part of it is just he wants to stick his finger in the eye of the mainstream media and the establishment? Because he has to know.
Look, I mean, put yourself in Trump's position. It drives him nuts that people keep claiming that the Russians beat Hillary Clinton because he thinks he beat Hillary Clinton. And the truth is, up till about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock election night, there was no reason for the Russians or anybody else to believe Hillary Clinton was not going to be the next president. So this idea that somehow they magically stepped in, I think it just drives Trump crazy, because he's got a lot of pride. And he's saying, wait a second, I beat her. They didn't beat her. And he sees it almost as a personal insult to him.
Yeah.
When you get this kind of conversation going.
Well, again, to put it in context, is it not true that every single election has foreign actors meddling? Isn't that true? Is this unique 2016?
Sure. No, and it's also true that we do a fair amount of it ourselves. I mean, we're not totally above that. And we've had a long history of intervening in countries. So I think what's made it different, and where we really have to have some very profound thinking, is historically you did not have the kind of ability to reach into a country through the internet and through all the modern technologies and have the kind of impact that we can have now. And I think that is a big difference. And we need to recognize that in that sense, we're in a different world.
Okay. Well, it's important to understand that. And I wasn't sure. It's good to hear it from you, because I really do think that there has been so much meddling. It's just, you know, part of the margin of error. So somehow to have this one stick out as though it's unprecedented. So you're saying to some extent it is, in fact, unprecedented.
Well, I'm saying that the technologies have changed so radically that we're now just in a different world, and that we've never seen the capacity, including our own. I mean, let's not kid each other. There are thousands of people working at Fort Meade in the National Security Agency whose job it is to penetrate other countries. I mean, we spend billions of dollars every year listening to people. And we ought to. I mean, I want the United States to be safe. And if that means I've got to listen to dangerous people or potentially dangerous people, then I want us doing that. But I think we've never seen quite the scale of aggressiveness that you just saw with the Russians. And again, this is there was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. I mean, all of this is new stuff, and all of us are going to have to learn to live in this somewhat different world.
Well, I know you're calling from Rome, and I want to talk about your book, but let me ask you, because you're in Rome, I'm assuming you didn't see the cover of today's New York Times, or maybe you did. I don't know.
No, I didn't see it.
Well,
Chris and I were actually flying over overnight, so we have not yet gotten caught up in these wonderful things.
So
what did the New York Times do?
I would say my advice to you would be skip it, because it's just disturbing. But the Times has taken to editorializing on a level that I've never seen before, and they have a headline. It's kind of like Man Lands on the Moon. It basically says, you know, Trump, in effect, sides with Putin against his own country, something like that. And then there's a quote above the headline. I've never seen a quote above the headline, sort of to make the point. But the whole paper, you know, they do this thing called news analysis, which means editorial in the guise of the news pages. So there's tons of that. But it really does seem that people have crossed the line. Yesterday, Anderson Cooper, immediately after the press conference, said that he'd never seen a president behave so disgracefully. Or it was very strong words coming from a journalist. Do you think that's going to continue?
Yes, because we're in a cultural civil war, and every one of those guys is going to pile on every chance they get, because they understand that Trump is the end of their world. I mean, President Trump is so dramatically different from what the elites are used to dealing with, that they just have no models for dealing with him. They cannot cope with him. And as a result, he scares them and he threatens them. And they're right. I mean, if he succeeds, their world will, in fact, never again be the same.
Right.
And that's why you get this endless barrage of hostility. Now, you didn't quite get this when Barack Obama said to the Russian president, please tell Putin that once the election's over, we can do a deal.
Right.
You remember that one?
Of course.
You don't get this when Hillary Clinton gives the Russians uranium at a remarkably favorable rate. You didn't quite get that level of outrage. When you have the very people who failed, well, let's be clear about this. This is one of the things that drives Trump crazy. The people who failed to protect America were the Obama administration team who are on television now attacking Trump.
Exactly.
We're going to
go to a hard break here. When we come back, we're talking to Newt Gingrich about his brand new book, Trump's America. Stick around.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Even though the 4th is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot and declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, line charges, and complicated pricing with Patriot Mobile, where pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And each Patriot's bill contributes vital donations to conservative organizations that fight for our freedom. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting patriotmobile.com. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to former Speaker Newt Gingrich. He has a brand new book out called Trump's America, The Truth About Our Nation's Great Comeback. And we were just discussing yesterday's stumble. You called it, Mr. Speaker, you called it the most serious mistake of Trump's presidency. I think you're right, but it also seems to me that you're sanguine on this presidency, that you really do feel, because the title of your book is Trump's America, The Truth About Our Nation's Great Comeback, that this is a sea change in American politics.
You know, look, the whole reason I wrote Trump's America was to point out first how many things are going right, whether it's the lowest black unemployment in American history, it's economic growth on a scale we haven't seen since Ronald Reagan. It's dramatic deregulation more than any president in history. It's the appointment of constitutional conservatives as judges. I mean, there's a ton of things going right. People, but yesterday was a boo-boo, and the reason it was, I think, the worst single day was it was a boo-boo on the world stage with a lot of people watching. And I think, you know, the president has to learn he's not a candidate anymore. He is the president of the most powerful country in the world, and people watch him carefully because they want to know what's going on. They want to know, you know, what their role in it is. And so he has a very, very big responsibility. And I think yesterday, frankly, wasn't one of his better days. But I also think on balance that he is one of the great historic figures of our lifetime, and that he will, at the rate he's going, he will be the most consequential president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And that is really saying a lot. I mean, that's an amazing thing to be in that league.
I utterly concur with you in that, and it is a huge thing to say, but it seems to be true. I have to ask you, because you've been around so many presidents, when a president like this goes on the world stage, does he not have people around him to say to him, here's what you must do, make sure you say this and don't say this, or has he just pushed those people away?
No, the people are there, but he doesn't pay any attention to them. I mean, they had a whole package. Look, they had an entire package for him. These are smart people. John Bolton has a great career. He is very smart. Secretary Pompeo graduated first in his class at West Point and then graduated very high at Harvard. General Mattis is brilliant. General Kelly is brilliant. He's got lots of smart people around him. But if you don't listen to them, it doesn't do them much good, you know, to stand there and wring their hands and realize that once again you didn't listen to them. And I am confident that not a single one of them would have recommended that he do what he did. I mean, I think they would all have said to him, you know, you've got to be very careful around Putin. He is very clever. You know, don't get sucked in by his personality. And he just couldn't bring himself to follow that advice.
Do you think, I mean, you know this president. What do you think is going through his mind today, given who he is? I mean, he has a huge ego.
Look,
what do you think
he hates being wrong. He hates the idea that what he did was a mistake. He does not want to confront it because, it's who he is. It's who he's always been. And so I am sure that right this minute he is wrestling with, this was bad enough. I got to do something about it. I fully expect to see him in the very near future begin to, pull back some of the more destructive things. And I think he will make clear how serious he is about admiring and working with the American intelligence community. And he has to do that. I mean, there are thousands of people out there risking their lives every day for America, and they deserve a lot more respect than they got the other day.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that he has trouble being presidential, so to speak, because he's redefining what it is to be presidential. Yesterday was a classic case where he needed to follow the script, and by going off script, he hurt himself and what he's trying to do.
That's right. And in the process, he hurt America. And that's the thing to always keep in mind, that it's not just about Donald J. Trump. It's about the president of the United States of America.
Well, how do you think he actually hurt the country by what he did yesterday?
Well, because everywhere on the planet, people watched him, in effect, say, this dictator thug who has stolen Crimea, is waging war in Ukraine, has killed people in Great Britain. And you can go down a long list, that this thug is more believable than the American intelligence community. I mean, the whole planet's on. That's the whole point. When you're up on stage like that, everybody on the planet is watching you. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to really think through carefully what you're saying and why you're saying it.
What about his actions, though? In other words, haven't his actions toward Russia been serious? And don't they fly in the face of the kind of
Absolutely.
Rhetoric we saw yesterday?
Absolutely. I mean, the truth is he gave a great speech outlining all the different things he has done that are very impressive. Far more than anything that Barack Obama ever considered doing. He's been very tough with the Russians. But then he needs to give that speech, because yesterday he undid a lot of that, and he confused people.
Right.
But the objective reality is he has been tougher with the Russians than anybody else in modern times. There's no evidence of softness towards the Russians. But I think he got into sort of a personality moment where, and again, as I said, there's something about Putin that enables him to just get away with this stuff in a way that I frankly am mystified by.
Well, we've got a final segment. I want to talk to you about your book, obviously, and about his domestic agenda and all of the good stuff that's in the book. Folks, we're talking to Newt Gingrich. The book is Trump's America, The Truth About Our Nation's Great Comeback. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Have I told you about Relief Factor recently?
Please do.
May I? Because
yes.
I take Relief Factor every day. If you've got aches and pains, And you don't want to first of all, I think a lot of people have this attitude like, well, I just that's just life. I've got to deal with it. Right.
Yeah, right.
I don't agree with that. I think you should try what you can. OK, Relief Factor is one of those things that the reason I recommend it to all my friends is that it's non-toxic. It's not like taking Advil or some weird medicine or something. You can take it all day long. This is nothing dangerous, but it works for a lot of people where nothing else has worked. So that's why I say go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95. You'll know in less than 3 weeks when you take, I would take two or three packets a day for that time and see how you feel. If you feel improvement, you stick with it. Anyway, look, Jim from Texas writes, he says, I was skeptical, but my wife talked me into trying it. After 2 months of taking Relief Factor, I hardly notice any pain. I'm so glad I found it. Relief Factor works. ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss.
Bridge out.
Especially when it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security for more protection than ever. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But missing a warning sign...
Warning. Minefield ahead.
...could be dangerous. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to former Speaker Newt Gingrich, who is in Italy. No, he's not on vacation. He lives there now. Mr. Speaker, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be with you, it's a real honor to have a chance to chat with you about this.
Well, it's my honor, and it's an honor for my listeners to get your wisdom, because I think that we need that. These things are tough to process. I want to ask you, would you advise this president to give a speech where he outlines what he has done with Russia? Would that be if you had his ear today, which you probably do anyway?
Yeah, look, my advice would be to say something today just to calm everything down, but then to pick the right place and to give a major speech laying out the full case that while we can be friendly to Russia, they are our competitor. They do things we cannot tolerate, and that we are going to continue to apply pressure to them. We're going to work with them when we can, but we're going to have sanctions when we have to, and we're not going to back off an inch from our core values. I mean, I think a speech like that, given in a serious location, would have an enormously positive effect.
I'm trying to remember where the famous Iron Curtain speech was given. Was that in Missouri?
Well, that's a good example. It was given in Fulton, Missouri. Churchill had gone out to what became the Truman Library. And that was, that's a very interesting idea, back there and say, you may have invented a speech site.
I want to give that to you gratis. You can just use that. The first one is free. Okay. I've been giving advice to statesmen for years. Typically, they don't take it. And usually they never even hear it. Kissinger, he won't return my phone call. So let me just say, you go ahead and you suggest that to the president. I actually think that would be a great idea because it has such resonance that people couldn't help but talk about the resonance. Simply to give any speech about Russia from that location says everything you want to say before you open your mouth. So I actually thought that might be a good way for him to hit a reset button of his own, so to speak.
I think there's a lot to that, and it would be historic, very symbolic.
Well, let's get back to your book here. What is in this book that you want to tell the American people?
Well, I did it to carry two big messages. One is, look at all the good stuff that is happening, which is far more than the New York Times is going to ever tell you. And the other is to say, in the second half of the book, here are the big challenges we still have to face. So I'm trying to set up the notion. I think Trumpism is real. I think it is moving the country in the right direction. I think that he has aroused enormous hostility, as you pointed out, from the front page of the New York Times to senior people at the FBI, who clearly, I think, violated the law. You go down the list. But in that process, he's moving us with some very, very necessary reforms. And I think we as citizens have an obligation to pitch in and help. And so Trump's America is an effort to communicate both of those, that there's a lot to be proud of and there's a lot we have to do. And both of them are true. And that the Trump presidency has the potential to be the most consequential since Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which is really saying a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're spot on there. And I think that it's just scandalous to my mind how the cultural beltway elites are incapable of praising him. He really has done a number of things. I mean, you don't ever hear about how ISIS has been virtually wiped out. It's not even mentioned. And to me, it could be, one of the most important things of the last couple of years, but it seems never to be mentioned. There are a number of things like that they just don't talk about.
Oh, I think that's right. And of course, again, on the left, they can't talk about anything good about him because he represents the end of their world.
Well, where do you see this?
I think that you really have to understand that.
Well, no, I do. And I think that what is happening right now is a battle to the death, so to speak. You have these deep state actors, these entrenched folks who cannot conceive of a Trump or of a Trump's America, to use the title of your book. To them, it's vulgar. And I think that they are, in fact, doing absolutely everything to take him down. Where do you see the end game? What do you think is going to happen with Mueller?
Victor Davis Hanson gave a brilliant speech, which is on YouTube, in which he and he's a remarkable scholar of Greek and Roman history and a great writer. And he said, that there are all these people on college campuses who get paid really good salaries for doing very little work and who look down their nose at people who are plumbers and who are timber guys and who are highway contractors and all the people that Hillary described as the deplorables. And it's the deplorables who make America work. Those are the folks with blue collars who go out there, they sweat, they go to the local bar after work. And I think what Trump did is he gave them a new sense of dignity and a new sense of hope. And that's why on election night, in Western Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, you saw Trump winning when people thought it was impossible. And I think that he does represent people who believe in the work ethic. He represents people who think that it's okay to sweat and have a real job. He represents people who are really proud to be American and who are sick of being told that we're, you know, that we're somehow inadequate. And of course, that's part of the fury about what he said yesterday, because it gave everybody on the left an excuse to posture and pretend that they're more deeply patriotic than Trump, which is just utter total nonsense.
It is. It's such nonsense that I have to laugh, because it is. It's yeah. a level of nonsense that is risible. We've had Victor Davis Hanson on this program a number of times. He's spectacular, not least because he lives in the world of the academy and he has all these years. And at the same time, he has remained apart from it and able to comment on it in the way that he does. I know you're out of time. Just a few seconds left. Let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen with the Mueller investigation? Any guesses?
I think it will eventually go out with a whimper and just disappear. I mean, the original reason that he was supposed to be doing this is to find out about collusion. We have zero evidence of collusion. Most of the people he goes after, he's going after either for perjury or for something else, or for tax problems in 2005. I mean, it's just nonsense. He's behaving exactly like an independent counsel.
Do you have another three or four minutes?
Find somebody.
Do you have another 3 or 4 minutes, or should
no,
you go?
No. I really got to run.
Okay. Listen, God bless you, and it's our joy. Thank you, Speaker Gingrich.
Thank you.
President Trump recently tweeted that 101 utilities have cut their rates, and the utilities credit the GOP tax cuts. Millions of Americans are now seeing lower monthly utility bills, all thanks to the tax cuts. Look, the Democrats can't really get around the fact that the tax cuts passed last December have given energy to an economy that was sputtering, to be mild about it. Now it's roaring back. Americans are seeing wages rise, more and more jobs being created, and as the president pointed out, savings in your utility bills too. But the Democrats really want to stop these tax cuts from being permanent. If they take over the House this fall, that's what they're going to do. You can play a part in stopping that by getting energized yourself. Go to taxcutswork.com and email a letter to Congress telling them to make the tax cuts permanent. 20,000 people have done it. I need you to do it too. Join the nearly 3,000 people who have shared their story of how tax cuts have helped them. Email Congress and share your story at taxcutswork.com. Then get 10 people you know to do the same. Folks, this is important. Go to taxcutswork.com, taxcutswork.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Every night, a different town, I sing my song. I play and sing, pack my things and move along.
A pretty face, another place, I never get to know. One night stand, another show.
Hey there, folks. I mean, where do you go, Alvin, where do you go from here? We've had Joe Piscopo.
Yes.
And then we just had former Speaker Newt Gingrich.
I know, calling all the way in from Italy. He was over.
He called us from Italy.
Yes.
That's how bad he wants to be on this program.
That's right.
That's how bad.
I know. I just walked down the street and here I am.
It's incredible.
Italy.
He's calling from Italy. Well, actually, in a couple of minutes, an hour or two, we're going to have Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine is going to be on this program. And, ooh, she's a fireball.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, she's outraged.
Get ready.
She's going to be outraged in a couple seconds. You just wait, folks.
Yeah.
But Okay. And now, by the way, if President Trump gives a speech in Fulton, Missouri, you will know where the idea came from.
That was a great suggestion.
Well, I do think it's a great suggestion. But the only question is, will it get to him and will he do it? Because I do think that it would be a statement, a powerful, powerful statement to the whole world that where we stand. Mm-hmm. We stand with Churchill against Soviet aggression and against Russian aggression, and we still stand there. So it's not the Cold War has not continued, but we need to kind of make a statement.
Right.
I think that might help his cause.
The optics of it, as they say these days.
The so-called optics of
so-called.
It. So-called. Okay, now I don't want to forget, since we're talking about America and the world, I don't want to forget to mention Imprimis.
Yes.
Imprimis. You subscribe, I subscribe.
Do.
Every month we get, it's the nation's largest publication of conservative thought, comes out of Hillsdale College, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always spectacular. I get it every month. And it's always free.
Free.
Free. Yeah, it's free. Now, actually, if you want to read this month's edition of it.
Oh, this is great. This
you
is
have
special.
To go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. If you go there, you can sign up to get Imprimis every month. This month, it is Vice President Mike Pence. There you go. Well, no, that's not for him. That's for the president.
Okay, sorry.
But if Trump should die,
or
have to resign
or
be impeached, then Vice President Pence would be President Pence. He spoke. He was the graduation speaker at Hillsdale this year, and he gave a wonderful speech, and they have reprinted it in Imprimis. Now, you should know 3.8 million Americans get Imprimis free every month. They share it with a couple of people. That means like 11 million people are going to read the speech by a president. You could be one of those 11 million. Wouldn't that make you feel special to be one of that horde of 11 million people?
Sure, ahoy polloi.
Anyway, I just think this is important. Every month, Imprimis will kind of equip you to defend and promote the principles of liberty, civil and religious freedom, and the American heritage, the things we care about on this program. Mm-hmm. So go to metaxasforhillsdale.com to get your free subscription, starting with a speech by Vice President Pence. And you know what, Alvin?
Yes.
We'll talk about it in the next hour, but we're kicking off a new campaign with Food for the Poor.
Yes, this is important.
We love Food for the Poor because they are in places like Haiti and Guatemala doing God's work. Really, really helping the poorest of the poor. Now, when we say food for the poor, we're actually talking about you who are listening, because the money you give to Food for the Poor, $50, think of this, $50 feeds a kid for a year. That's how poor the people in these countries are, that 50 American dollars goes outrageously far, can literally feed one kid for an entire year.
Food and clean water.
And
which
clean
is hard,
water
hard
for a lifetime
by.
Because they're drilling wells and stuff like that.
Yes.
So when we come back, we're going to have Jeanine Pirro. We'll talk more about Food for the Poor. Jeanine Pirro and Kevin McCullough.
Oh, boy.
And Jeanine Pirro, I don't know if I mentioned it, she's going to be outraged about something. Oh, she's going to be outraged. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Tell your friends.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.